Hello there. Good morning. My name is Christian, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. Today, we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinion is very needed and important to us. Are you a registered voter in North Carolina?
I am.
Okay. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I'm Democrat.
Thank you. Thank you for participating. We really appreciate it, okay? How likely are you to vote in this November's election for U.S. President and Governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not very likely to vote?
Likely.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina and your... Options are excellent, good, not so good, and poor.
Not so good.
Okay, thank you. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? So we have two statements. Statement A, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. And this is statement B. Under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed, and the cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people. And this and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. A? Okay. Thank you. Next, mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. First person, Roy Cooper.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. Next person, Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. Next person, Lori Bacow.
Favorable.
Favorable, you said?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. And next person, Don Davis.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. And the last person on here, Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Not so much, really.
So you would say somewhat?
It's somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Next question. If this year's presidential election were held today, for who, and would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Independent?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. In this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Josh Stein.
Thank you. And in the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Bacow, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a liberal?
Don Davis.
Thank you. Do you belong to a credit union or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial institution? A bank, a credit union, stock brokerage firm, a check cashing outlet, or
credit
other?
Union.
I'm sorry?
Credit union.
Credit union. Okay, thank you. Next, here are some statements about the record of your current Congressman Don Davis. Rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. And so here's the first statement. Knowing that broadband internet is crucial in today's world for economic development and keeping our families connected, Congressman Don Davis secured $1 billion for North Carolina to expand high-speed broadband internet, helping our local Eastern and North Carolina small businesses have the internet needed to prosper and grow. Do you find that very positive, somewhat positive, neutral? Are you neutral, or is that a negative thing for you, in your opinion?
Positive.
Thank you. Somewhat or very positive?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next statement. Congressman Davis is working to protect your credit card purchases from fraud. Make sure your privacy is protected and preserve credit card reward programs against an effort by the big box chain retailers and the corporate lobbyists to change the system and threaten those programs.
Positive.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. Next statement. Congressman Davis passed a law to protect families whole onto their family farms by providing free legal services needed to navigate the complicated inheritance process for transferring property when the owner dies.
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Next statement. Don Davis supports allowing local North Carolina credit unions to make more small business loans because unlike the for-profit big national banks, local credit unions keep all of their money in their local community, change lower interest rates, and help small businesses grow to create local jobs.
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Next statement. Congress Davis successfully fought the federal bureaucrats to get them out of the way so credit unions can and other community development organizations can continue helping underserved local businesses and families with needed financial help like car loans, first-time mortgages, and small business loans.
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Next statement. Don Davis fights for our armed services and military families. He's working to bring new F-15s aircraft to Samore Johnson Air Force Base, and he voted to pay increases for all service members, including a 15% pay increase for junior unlisted service members.
Positive.
Various or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next statement. As a veteran himself, Congressman Davis has fought for military families and veterans to increase health care benefits and get college loans.
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Next statement. Congressman Don Davis grew up working on a tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina, attended the Air Force Academy, is a military veteran, minister, and teacher at ECU. He has the grounding and values to represent this area well in Washington.
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Next statement. Through support of North Carolina's credit unions, Don Davis is helping hardworking families in North Carolina, including police, firefighters, teachers, and healthcare workers, have access to banking services at no cost and get loans needed to buy a vehicle to get to work, pay for their children's education, and emergency hospital bills?
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. And the last statement on here, Don Davis has taken action to ensure our border, including voting to increase funding for border and patrol agents, invest in security technologies to support illegal crossings and to stop illegal crossings and crack down on drug trafficking.
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Thank you for helping us out. We really appreciate it. Lastly, the other candidate for Congress is Lori Buckout, a constitutional conservative Republican, a combat veteran from a family of decorated veterans, and retired Army colonel who founded a successful company specializing in electronic warfare. In Congress, her priorities will be to secure the border, protect Second Amendment rights, support military strength, and fix Biden's broken economy. Based on all the information you've heard about both candidates for Congress, which do you support, Don Davis, the Democrat, or Lori Buckout, the Republican?
Don Davis.
Thank you. What is your... I'm sorry?
What did you say?
Oh no! It was a wrong question. It wasn't meant for you. But I had to skip that one. So this is the other question. We're almost done here, ma'am. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, between 40 and 54, between 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
55 and 64.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself African American or black?
African American.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be are you a member of either the military or military services or a retired military veteran?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to ask you now, answer yes or no, if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services. Do you use Hulu at all?
Yes.
Okay. What about Sling TV?
No.
All right. What about Disney Plus?
Yes.
What about ESPN Plus?
Yes.
What about Fubo?
Yes.
What about YouTube TV?
Yes.
And what about Paramount Plus?
Yes, Prime, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. And Peacock?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay. Thank you. We really appreciate it. Have a nice weekend.
Well, you too. Thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye.